Now, my in-laws live in New Orleans, but I will not be staying with them. I want to stay at the hotel where everybody is and, you know, and have all the parties and the fun that everybody does when they're at the hotel. Because I missed all the Pride 48s back in the day when they were in Las Vegas. And I think I finally want to go to this one. And it's the closest one. I was really hoping that DC would win and you would have, and we would have Pride 48 here, because that would just be amazing. But no, New Orleans is the place. I really wish Arthur from Amarins would come to New Orleans. That would be amazing to get all the people from the other side of the world to come. So anyway, Scotty, yes, the answer is right now I am seriously considering going. The biggest thing that would stop me is the price of the hotel, because I'm going to drive, as I said, and I'm going to leave like on a Tuesday, and it takes at least 2 days to drive down there. So I would have to stay in a hotel along the route probably once or twice. And then I plan to be in New Orleans by Thursday of that week. And then Pride 48 starts Friday. And then I would leave the Monday after and then drive home. So I would be gone for like a week and a day and driving. So the biggest thing is the price of the hotel and parking. I would hope, well, I know that if it's a hotel that's downtown, there is no parking. I would have to pay for the parking at the hotel, whatever outrageous amount that would be.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The biggest thing that would stop me is Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2619 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of February, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some more voice letters, some more so-so questions, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, get ready. We hear it. Hello, preparers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're Thursday. It's going well, y'all. Y'all, you are preparers today, because y'all, you need to start getting prepared for the State of the Station coming up this Sunday night, the 11th, over there at the Pride48.com. Y'all will have the chat room going at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. Not daylight, Eastern Standard Time. Y'all will be announcing the motel. Yes, Big Fatty, the Fleabag Motel. No, it's not the Fleabag. It's a very nice motel. And the tariff. The tariff that will have to be paid. Yes, Big Fatty, the tariff that has to be paid. So y'all be prepared and be there with your pencil. And that's coming up this Sunday night. But I'll remind you again tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, I meant to tell you on yesterday's little show, y'all, that the Celebrity Big Brother premiered Wednesday night. But y'all, it's only running it's only running about 2 weeks, two and a half, maybe 3 weeks, not quite 3 weeks. But y'all, it premiered Wednesday night at 8 p.m. in the evening. There's another episode 8 p.m. tonight, Thursday night, and y'all, then there's a 2-hour episode for right night from 8 to 10 p.m. It's on again on Sunday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And then again on Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So, y'all, it's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday nights, with there being 2-hour episodes on Friday nights. Y'all, it ends on the 25th of February, but y'all, there'll be a special episode on the 24th, the day before it ends, on that Saturday night. So y'all, get ready for a concentrated dose of Big Brother! Yes, Big Brother! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Brother, we hear it! Y'all, as I do, As I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all didn't have a whole lot on sale that I needed, so I just picked up some things that I needed bar soap. I went to the Walmart the other night, and they didn't have the Safeguard bar soap that I like. So y'all, I just picked up a four pack at the Von's East. Y'all, they had some Asian sesame solid, two for $7, bag solids. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all got some of that good Kanaku smoked sausage. Y'all, I got me some of the French fried onions. That I just got the Von's East brand. Y'all, they're just as good as the other ones at about half the price. Y'all, they had the good English muffins, buy one, get one free. They had another bag solid. It's the Oriental Ginger. Yes, Dick Betty, the Ginger Bears. No, not Ginger Bear, the Ginger Solid. They had the big jug of Tide detergent that didn't have the scents or anything in it. Y'all, they were on sale, $4 off, and y'all, I had a $3 coupon, so y'all, it was basically half price. Y'all, I got me a couple of fried chicken bazooms for my lunch today. Y'all, I've been Big Betty, you've been crop dusting all around. It's true. Y'all, they had the wishbone solid dressings, buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those. And y'all, they had a container of pineapple and strawberries that was on sale. So I got that. Y'all, I got my senior citizens discount, spent $47.72, but y'all have saved $25.28. Yes, Big Betty, and now you can wash your underpants if you only wore them. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Buddy.
It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my kitchen, cleaning the coffee pot, doing a load of laundry, buns and guns free, waiting on a coal miner to come by to pick up some stuff. What a week. Mark Ruddy, I want to thank you for sitting on a little stool all week. I know, Miss Kitty, this is not the kitty, this is just a Miss Kitty. The kitty is even very upset about this week. I am bone weary, and you know, I'm fat. I'm not used to rolling 3 coats of paint. I'm not used to lifting. I'm not used to standing for 2 solid days and hoisting this and whatever and all that. And so I'm cranky and I'm tired, and some people just weren't having any of cranky and tired Vader today or yesterday. I got home and I was like, whew, I've got the coal miner coming over. I better wash the sofa. What do you call that? The cover that goes on the sofa because it's kitty cat haired and whatnot. And I better put my underpants away. I go to start the washer. Wouldn't work. You know, sometimes you just give up. So anyway, well, I got to run because if I don't do it soon, I'm going to be late putting my number one fan entry in, and we'd hate to not do that. So, all right, well, you're fat. And 11 years, dear sweet baby Jesus down by the river. I don't even know what to say to that, except that you are a fat person and you love to do something in a routine. So that's all I got. Mia. Oh.
Well, Gassy.
Yeah, Gassy, y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, though, I didn't realize that you had to wash those plastic covers on your set tee. I thought you could just wipe them down with a moist cloth. Big Fatty, wasn't moist cloth the old gal stripper name in the 80s? But, Vader, I don't know what the 11 years was all about. You just said 11 years. So is that how long you've been at the coal mine, maybe? I don't know. as you know, your entry was disqualified by the judges for the number one fan. Yes, Big Fatty, came in late, day late, Vader short.
Happy Fatty, it's Quincy Connor. I'm calling with a couple of suggestions. I'm hoping I can put them all on one voicemail. The other day, I had gone to CVS near Place in the Philly South and got two bags of the Barkson chocolate, dark chocolate bark pieces. One was the dark chocolate sea salt and almond, which was disgusting, and the other was the dark chocolate mint. I also got a 12-ounce container of the cream lotion that I used that I recommended to Archer 3 weeks back. Technically, I want 4 greeting cards, but she only rang me up for 3, and I didn't realize until after I had left. And I got a small bottle of face moisturizer sleeve at Tesco Deli. My grand total, including tax, was $16.60. Mind you, the tub of lotion that I got alone was $12.99. So I saved $17.05 for a 52% saving. But what I didn't realize was the lotion was buy one, get one half off. So today, I'll go in to my regular CVS with my old receipt, and I'm like, that's like, they were still on sale, so I'm going to get one half off. So like, I went to the pharmacy where they all know me and love me, and I was like, can I pretend to return this one, get the money back, rebuy it, buy the other bottle of a face wash of the same brand, and get the discount? So they gave me back $13.77, and I paid collectively $20.97. So I essentially paid $7.20 for a $14 bottle of moisturizing face wash. So yeah, I did pretty happy on that one. And then the last one I held, today was Spice and Face birthday, and that's exactly the wish mob birthday. But we were gonna go to the movies after we went to dinner, the two of us with the Boy Genius. And the Boy Genius likes these sweet and sour Twizzler things that you can buy. He got 3 of them, 3 packages, that are $3.29 each for $6.90. I'm going to save the one off the bar. So he obviously saved 30% and saved $2.97. So, yeah. I hope all well. Love you. And so, yes, I do use $23 bottles of shampoo and $23 bottles of conditioner in my hair, because I'm very vain about my hair. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, I didn't understand half of what she said. I think there may have been some testicle difficulties with the cellular telephonic device. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, all I understand her to say is that she bought some kind of dark chocolate candy that was vulgar, and she went back and got a extra bottle of face wash for half price the next day, and the Boy Genius got some sort of candies, and she's putting 2 different CVS's out of business. I think that's it. But guess what? But what? She called back. Oh,
Happy Fatty, it's Princess Anna yet again. I literally just hung up about 30 seconds ago. Had enough time to end the call, put my phone away, and then realized I forgot to mention when I turned back around and rebought the tub of lotion and the container of face wash, that I also earned $5 gift care bucks. And because I bought the 3 greeting cards the other day, I also am getting $2 in extra care bucks. So when I go in either later this weekend or sometime next week and buy my CoverGirl face powder, it's essentially going to cost me about 10 cents. So as that. And also, I went to Wally World tonight because what does one do at 1:30 in the morning? And I had been turned on by my waitress at the diner that Spicy McWilly and I go to every Saturday night with his friend to Bing.com's reward program. And I earned my first $5 today because I had gained 6,500 points for doing searches, and I redeemed for a $5 Walmart e-gift card. So, huzzah! Okay, I think I'm done, but look at it this way. I'm giving you content, and you love content because you all need content. How many times can I say content in one voice now? Content, 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 content. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, y'all, Princess Hannah once again. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. And sounds to me like you're just out to put everybody out of business. Yes, McFanny, the poor CVS, those people, they're going to be on the streets begging for coupons or something. Yes, McFanny. See y'all today, the 8th of February. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have known this person for many, many years, y'all, and he introduced me, and is a dear friend, y'all, and he introduced me to his husband, Digger. Y'all, and the Digger and T. Wiggles came to my meet and greet that I had up there in the Chicago's. I don't remember the name of the place, but y'all had animal heads on the walls, and we all met out back, and Digger is like, what the hell is this all about? But y'all, it is none other than that T. Wiggles. Yes, McFanny, we love T. Wiggles. Y'all, it's Terry of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's. Yes, McFanny, I wonder where they'll be celebrating the birthday, which of their places. Well, I think they're trying to sell one of their places, but anyway, but y'all, if you see T. Wiggles on the 20 or the FaceSpace, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Digger gets him nice and lubricated. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And that they have a big old piece of cake. See, y'all, I thought I was going to have time for some so-so questions, because, you know, this is so-so question month. But y'all, it looks like our time is running out of on us today, so we'll just have to have just a double dose of so-so questions on Tamari's little show. Oh, dear, I see. Big Fatty, you were right. You are running out of time. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I also was going to play you some lovely love music, but I didn't have time for that either. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard Archer, that Paul Armstrong from the Archer Radio little show, and y'all, you know, he's planning on coming down there. Oh, to the Pride 48 down there in Knowledge. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope it's not snowing. But Archer, assuming the hotel price is going to be okay, any other reason you wouldn't come?
The biggest thing that would stop me is Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty will bring a white sheet cake and some crispy tilapia.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.